This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. All right, maybe I wasn't connected. I just reset it. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, K2PCB, KC2PET.
Well, good morning, Mr. KC2PET, K2PCB here. Mr. KE2G, oh my goodness, GDQ, is out there listening. You're in the group text. Apparently, at this point in time, he's unable to get in. So I was questioning whether his PL tone was set correct. I know you were talking about going to TCS at one point, so I guess I just want to confirm here that you are still using a PL or a CTCSS tone.
Yep, I am, and Brad is making it back to Node. I'm actually back at the Node radio. I just talked to him through it directly, and I did hear him pretty good through it. So he is getting into he's getting to my Node. He just needs to get the right PL tone. And I told him that through the radio, so see if he's able to fix that in the radio. I think he's got to turn that on.
So in the menu, there is R-T-. What do they say? Is it CTCSS? T-CTCSS? Or is it R-tone, T-tone? I guess just talking out loud, he has to make sure that both of those are set the same. So if he's been listening along, he's probably got the correct tone set on the receiving side, but needs to now set it on the transmitting side.
And I'm texting him the tone frequency. All right, I got to get on the road here, huh? So I'm not going to make it to work.
Yeah, you'll do fine. Yeah, as long as you leave soon. You obviously won't make the 6:45 start. That's okay. I think sometimes you walk in after 6:45 anyway. So you're looking to make that up, yeah. Still a couple days left, I suppose. Yep. So keep dropping it there. See what else is going on. Not too much radio stuff yesterday. Lynn and I watched one more episode of 100 Years of Solitude. It's getting a little weird. I think as I was saying the other day, I started reading the book and got distracted on other things and didn't finish that one. But it was good. I just had a lot going on at the time. So I'm kind of glad it popped in there. It's only an 8-part series on Netflix, so it's not too long. And working my way through it. I guess we'll leave long pauses here and see if Brad's made it in. K2PCB.
So I guess the good thing is that I can hear him at the Node radio, so he's going to definitely make it in. Actually, it was pretty clear, so I was surprised to hear that. So he's just going to get their PL tone set, I think. I think he'll be all set then.
Okay, I'm just trying to think about the menu on those radios. Do you also, in addition to setting the tone, do you also need to tell it to use the tone? So is there a tone on, tone off? Where you can have it preset, but you're not actually using it until you turn it on. I'm just thinking about the menu system you might remember off the top of your head.
Send him a message what the tone frequency is, and I told him specifically on the transmit side, because there is a receive side, too. I don't think there is an option. I think Suji set a tone. I think it automatically takes off with it, if I'm not mistaken. I know some radios, I know what you're thinking. Sometimes you got to program the tone and you actually have to tell what you want to be using, like tone, DCS, any of those. You have to tell the radio which one you're going to use. I think both things have actually two sections. Yeah, now to think about it, there's a tone section in the menu, and then you can switch to DCS tones. So, keep listening out for him. Like I said, good thing is he is keen. He is able to get into it. And I actually have a few bars on the radio, so he's actually getting a pretty good signal into it. So, should be good.
Okay. Yeah, things are finally coming together here. And it's kind of funny because, you know, I've been playing a lot with DMR. And, yeah, it'd be nice to get some of the local talk groups more active. But this is actually a good potential. The other thing is that I connect to you to make this network work. It'd be nice if there was one common place that we could all just drop into whenever we wanted to, which could be yours. That would work. But like for me to talk to Brad this way, I have to connect to you, at least when I'm coming to the truck like this.
Yeah, I don't think it's too big of a deal. How you connect that? I mean, it's all pretty much the same. The only thing is which I don't think even really taxes the pie down that much. Even doing this, it's mostly idling a lot. I've watched it when it's been transmitting and receiving. You know, I've been using the, and I look at the what the taxing on the processor is. It's barely using one core on the processor. So I had to like, and I have to do this too. I have to turn the Echolink on. That'd be something because I know you do a lot on yours. You got hub and I think you got two other connections in there as well. I don't know if that takes a little more processing power, but probably not too much. But that should, yeah, I could put some of the load on mine. I got to turn my Echolink on and get that going. And also, if Mark, I don't know if Mark's busy in the morning, but if he ever gets on Echolink, I guess that he can make my point, my hub, my node as a connection point.
Yeah, either should work. The only thing I have to be careful with is if an Echolink connection is connected to me and I connect to you using one of my macros, my macro is set up so that I disconnect every connection and then I reconnect. That way I assure myself that I'm not going to be connecting any large systems together. I always wipe the deck and then I reconnect. So I have that code in front of every connection to do that first. But what that also does is when I reconnect, my hub before connecting any other node. But if there was an Echolink connection in there, it'll drop that connection. And it sort of drops it. It's a little convoluted. It drops it. But if that Echolink node keys up, it connects them back in, but it might not transmit back to them. It might drop it down to a one-sided conversation until the Echolink node keys up. So like say if Mark was listening, he might not hear us talk until he keys up. We'd have to test that.
K2PTV, this is KE2GBQ. Do you copy?
Oh, I most certainly do. There is a familiar voice. Good morning, sir. Congratulations again.
Good morning, and thank you. This is rather exciting today.
Yeah, I had to let the radio ID before I came back there, and okay, I was a little worried after the text exchange in the group there yesterday about your antenna, and then not hearing you this morning. I was a little worried at first that maybe you didn't have the power to get in there or something was wrong. I'm glad it was just a radio setup.
Me too. I had never checked to see if there was a tone for Ross's, or what I call Ross's frequency. But I did program in it just now, and everything seems to be working.
Oh, that is very cool. I'm gonna just as I'm looking back here, because I put that picture in. So those must be the new sequential call signs. I guess there's some out there, but yeah. So I know you said it was a mouthful. I don't know if you are slowly embracing it. I wouldn't want to push you into a vanity call, but that is an option if you really didn't like it. My first one was KC2FPX. And even saying it now, I have to slow down and think about it. That was a tongue twister. So did you have your call sign yesterday?
No, I checked my email this morning, and there was notification from the FCC that it was there. So I printed it out and was looking forward to talking to you guys this morning.
Yeah, I had seen that message come through from Mark this morning about Echolink, and I'm like, oh, cool, you know, and I'm starting to get ready, and I just looked at my phone real quick and my Echolink app to make sure everything was up and running. I'm like, oh, it's not. So this morning I ran over to the computer while I was getting ready, and I forgot to put in my login information into my config file in my hub to connect to Echolink. So I had to put that in, reboot it, and then that was up and running. That would have been unfortunate if I told Mark that I was ready to go with Echolink and he wasn't. But I won't monopolize the time here this morning. I know I don't I could take a few extra. I want to make sure Ross gets an opportunity to chat with you this morning as well. This is K2PCB.
Good morning, Brad. KD2, I'll see you says 2. GDQ, KC2PC. Actually, you are getting out very good on your signal. I was able to make it at Schwartz and Broadway, and I actually had a good signal on you in my truck, so you're definitely getting out with that little, I think you got 5 watts, so you're doing pretty good. Like I said, yeah, good thing I sent you that text about the tone. You got to make sure that's on. Make sure everything's good to go with that. But again, congratulations on getting your call sign. I just need you to mark it here, and then we have our old man chat in the morning to get in to, you know, keep up with everybody's news and everything. So yeah, congratulations.
Thanks, Ross. I'll have to go in and look up your call sign. I missed it just now. I'll go in and look it up later and make sure I have it. But yeah, this is kind of cool. It's been a long time. I mean, I had a TV in early high school. Did some stuff, you know, just with local people, obviously. But this is kind of it's going to be interesting. Looking forward to it.
So going back to your antenna situation, did you find that there was anything wrong with the antenna?
Are both you guys at the PCB location now?
I am. Yeah, I'm just sitting in the parking lot waiting to go in. All right. Are you guys hearing me?
Yeah, I have a good copy on you.
Okay, yeah, I'm a little bit over, but I'm okay this morning. I'll go in a little later. So did you find something wrong with your system with the coax and the antenna there, Brett?
Can you repeat that again, Travis?
Oh, I was curious if you had found anything wrong with your system there, either the coax or the antenna. I know you were concerned about that yesterday.
I hadn't had a chance to check what Ross had suggested. I mean, it seems to be working fine now. Maybe I was just expecting more than what it was capable of.
Okay. So I'd be curious if you have, Ross probably knows these frequencies right off the top of his head, but the WB2JPQ, the East Coast reflector frequencies, those will probably come in pretty good. Let's see, the Vera repeater system, so 444.1 444.1. If you don't have that in there, I would put that in there. That would be a good listen. And I know one that's been active lately, it's a stretch from here, but it's the Lockport system. I'd have to look that one up. But the Lancaster, not Lancaster, the Lockport Amateur Radio Association. I would say they're more active than Lancaster. The Lancaster is in there. If you don't have that in there, well, you probably do if you're still using some of the frequencies I put in there. But they, Lockport's definitely more active than Lancaster.
Yeah, I'll go through the list that you helped me program in a while ago and see who they are and make sure I've got some of the other ones going and start listening more frequently now.
So this weekend, speaking of the Lockport Amateur Radio Association, you'll see it on their website. I forget what it is. But if you search for that, for the Lockport Radio Association, they do have a ham fest coming up this weekend, Saturday morning. I believe it's 8 a.m. at the Cambria Wilson Fire Department. But I think it's like their fireman grounds. So I think they're planning like an outdoor flea market. Being that it's supposed to be an outdoor flea market, it sounds like it has the potential to get rained out. So I was on the fence about going to that one. I did want to go to one this summer or two this summer. There's also the Rochester Ham Fest is coming up. There's a Rochester one. There's one in Alexander in a few weeks. And then there's another one here Lancaster does at the Transit Drive-In. That's like in September. But, this weekend is the Lockport one if you were interested. This is K2PCB.
Thanks, Trav. We'll probably not this weekend. Got a lot of other things. Oh, got a wedding to go to in Olean. And some other things that are going on, so probably not this weekend. I'd like to go to one just to see what they're like and do that. I know that you've got to get into the building here, so I'm going to sign off. This is KE2GDQ signing off.
All right. It was a pleasure chatting with you, Brad, this morning, and I'm glad you got the station running. And now it's time to, make use of it and then see what you want to change next. It's like our whole continuous improvement process. All right, KE2GDQ, DGQ. Crap, I'll get it. All right, this is K2PCB. I'll see you in there, Ross. K2PCB clear.
See you in there, Travis. KD2GDQ. I got used to that too. Comes right down. Congratulations again, Brad. And I got to make it in as well. Use it. Use frequencies. Go on to radio reference. There's a ham radio section that might help you look up some frequencies for you if you got one of those. And I did make a little recording of you talking on my radio, so I might send that to you. If you want my call sign, if you got a pen and paper handy, if not, you can probably catch me. I'm going early Thursday, so I probably won't hear from you, but you can talk to Travis again. But, and I will talk to you on Friday. If you want my call sign, it is KC2PET. KC2PET. 7:30, Brad. I will talk to you Friday.
Come on, Sir Chuck. Ooh, I did not.